Christmas is just around the corner, and over this past week or so, we've heard from Jesus' own lips that unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And again, according to Jesus, in order to be born again, you must be born both of water, which was first century theological shorthand for repentance, turning away from your sin, and of the Spirit, in other words, to live the renewal in the newness of life that the presence of the Holy Spirit brings. Now, let's be clear about something. This is really serious stuff. A nice, trite little Jesus, please save me prayer is not what the Lord is talking about here. Now, the good news is that he came not just despite our sin, but because of our sin, not to judge us, but to save us. That's sensational news. But it's news that gives us a very clear, a very stark choice. John chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. God sent his Son into the world. He didn't send him to judge the world guilty, but to save the world through him. People who believe in God's Son aren't judged guilty, but people who do not believe are already judged because they have not believed in God's only Son. Out of his indescribably great love for sinners like thee and me, Jesus came to save us by taking our sin upon himself on that cross, by paying the price. Hallelujah! But he also gives us a choice to believe into Jesus. And that's literally what it means here in this passage. In other words, not just to believe in your head, but to believe with all that you are, to believe with your very life or not. Believe, don't believe. It's your choice. That's God's word fresh for you today. Christmas begins the heralding of good news, fantastic news. God wants to save us and transform our lives. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.